Track 12.
Exam Folder 8. Paper 3. Part 4. Exercise 3.
I'm told the site of the Ecolodge is amazing. You must have seen quite a few animals and birds.
Yes, it's high up on a mountainside with incredible views of the surrounding forest and the sea. It has an observation gallery where you can sit and look over the rainforest. I particularly liked it when the parrots, which were amazingly gentle and unafraid, came and sat by me, hoping for a piece of fruit. There were also monkeys in the forest, but they were too shy to come up close. People are often disappointed that I didn't see any large animals like jaguars, but these are actually quite rare now.
What was your accommodation like?
There were 16 small, really nice bungalows built around the central building. As it's environmentally friendly, there's no air conditioning, but the bungalows each have a roof which shades the outside of the building. Another good idea, especially for me, is that if you leave a light on accidentally, it will automatically switch itself off after 20 minutes. I also really liked the outdoor shower, but was really puzzled at first when I got back all hot and sweaty to find there was only cold water to wash in. This was because all the water is heated by solar power, and when the hot water is finished, you just have to wait for the sun to heat up some more.
So what did you do while you were there? Did you go for walks through the forest?
Yes. You can hike through the forest with one of the local guides, or you can choose from 13 different well-marked trails and go by yourself. Each one takes all day, and you do need to be in good shape, as the paths aren't always very easy. It's really worth it, though, just to hear the noise the birds make and to catch glimpses of them flying through the trees.
What about swimming? Did you manage to do that?
I went to the beach a few times, as it's only a 30-minute walk away. It's a beautiful sandy beach, and the sea and beach are absolutely clean, no litter or anything to ruin it. Another day, I went swimming in a natural pool under a waterfall. It was a real highlight of my trip. The water was really cold and refreshing. As you can imagine, I didn't miss the fact that there wasn't a swimming pool at the place I was staying.
Now, one reason for your trip was to see the Conservation Centre in action, wasn't it?
Yes. The centre supplies the Ecolodge with organic food, but this is just a minor part of what they do. What the centre was built for is to develop green construction techniques using local materials and teach young people in the area how to use them. The people there were really friendly, and I learnt a lot about their area. It's not really set up for tourists, so I was very lucky to be invited to visit.
It must have been sad to leave. Are you going to write up your experience for the magazine?
I have to send the magazine another article, this time on my trip. It needs to be at the magazine by the end of November, so it can be in the January edition. I know it'll be online from February if you want to read it and can't afford to buy a copy.
Thank you, Lisa. And next week I'm going to be talking to...
Now you will hear part four again.
I'd like to welcome Lisa Green to the studio today. Lisa, you won a competition in a magazine to stay at an Ecolodge, an environmentally friendly hotel, in Costa Rica, didn't you?
That's right. I had to write an article about recycling, which is a good thing for the planet.
You hadn't travelled outside of Europe before. How did you feel about the journey?
Well, I flew to Costa Rica from London and then had to take a small plane to an airport very near the Ecolodge. I was then picked up at the local airport by the Ecolodge manager in an electric car. It all took a bit longer than I was expecting, but then I was only used to short journeys within Europe. Anyway, I was so excited, I didn't care about having to change planes or travelling by myself for the first time.
I'm told the site of the Ecolodge is amazing. You must have seen quite a lot of birds.
Yes, it's high up on a mountainside with incredible views of the surrounding forest and the sea. It has an observation gallery where you can sit and look over the rainforest. I particularly liked it when the parrots, which were amazingly gentle and unafraid, came and sat by me, hoping for a piece of fruit. There were also monkeys in the forest, but they were too shy to come up close. People are often disappointed they didn't see any large animals like jaguars, but these are actually quite rare now.
What was your accommodation like?
There were 16 small, really nice bungalows built around the central building. As it's environmentally friendly, there's no air conditioning, but the bungalows each have a roof which shades the outside of the building. Another good idea, especially for me, is that if you leave a light on accidentally, it will automatically switch itself off after 20 minutes. I also really liked the outdoor shower, but was really puzzled at first when I got back all hot and sweaty to find there was only cold water to wash in. This was because all the water is heated by solar power, and when the hot water is finished, you just have to wait for the sun to heat up some more.
So what did you do while you were there? Did you go for walks through the forest?
Yes. You can hike through the forest with the local guides, or you can choose from 13 different well-marked trails and go by yourself. Each one takes all day, and you do need to be in good shape, as the paths are always very easy. It's really worth it, though, just to hear the noise the birds make and to catch glimpses of them flying through the trees.
What about swimming? Did you manage to do that?
I went to the beach a few times, but it's only a 30-minute walk away. It's a beautiful sandy beach, and the sea and beach are absolutely clean, no litter or anything to ruin it. Another day, I went swimming in a natural pool under a waterfall. It was a real highlight of my trip. The water was really cold and refreshing. As you can imagine, I didn't miss the fact that there wasn't a swimming pool at the place I was staying.
Now, one reason for your trip was to see the Conservation Centre in action, wasn't it?
Yes. The centre supplies the Eco Lodge with organic food, but this is just a minor part of what they do. What the centre was built for is to develop green construction techniques using local materials and teach young people in the area how to use them. The people there were really friendly, and I learnt a lot about their area. It's not really set up for tourists, so I was very lucky to be invited to visit.
It must have been sad to leave. Are you going to write up your experience for the magazine?
Yes. I have to send the magazine another article, this time on my trip. It needs to be at the magazine by the end of November, so it can be in the January edition. I know it'll be online from February, if you want to read it and can't afford to buy a copy.
Thank you, Lisa. And next week, I'm going to be talking to...